Home care. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Sarah. Yes, it's Jennifer. I'm a nurse case manager over here at Penn Presbyterian Hospital. I actually have the patient Willie McLean that
yes.
I'm assisting with. Yes.
Okay. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
Good. How's he doing?
Good. Yes, he's doing well. It was really cute because he had his birthday yesterday, so they did a little cake and everything for him.
Nice.
So that was really, and I know the granddaughter Tamika was there too, of course. So.
Yeah.
So, yes, needless to say, we appreciate all your guys' help with him because I know that the granddaughter, Tamika, I spoke with her at length again yesterday, and I know she was keeping me aware of all your work, trying to kind of resort out the hours
yeah.
and all of that. So, essentially, I just had gotten patched through to your colleague, Jose, and, yes, I was just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page because I did re-explain to Tamika that I know it gets confusing with all this information, but over the past, 7 days total that he's been here in the hospital, I know I'm usually coaching families to say that, yes, usually within a 7-day period, usually, his Medicaid insurance is not going to all of a sudden increase
right.
Or agree to pay for more hours within a 7-day period. So we had even discussed with Tamika and with Willie just to say, is there any possibility that you guys even, if you really didn't feel comfortable to get him home just yet, because essentially we've just been doing his logistical coordination,
yeah.
Medically.
But they want to put him in, a rehab until those hours come through.
Exactly. And we did already go through all of that because essentially I've been working with her since Friday on this
yeah.
because we did have, we had our various teams, working with her closely. And so they both confirmed that, no, they don't want to entertain any idea of going to a short-term facility, which we're like, okay, that's perfectly fine. If that's the family's, if that's the patient and the granddaughter preferred plan, then we're like, honestly, all I'm trying to do on my end is I just got the phone number for Taylor Chambers, the supervisor
yeah.
at Liberty. So yes, I just left her a voicemail now
I had left her a voicemail also along with everyone's contact info, and she hasn't.
Perfect.
I mean, that was a couple of days ago, so she
okay.
hasn't responded. But
okay,
I'm gonna try again too.
Sure, and honestly, too, even what I'll do is I'll even continue to just coach Tamika on that just to be like, honestly, it literally is, it's just a matter of, not even so much of a numbers game, but I'm like, honestly, Tamika then just call him the number on the back of his insurance card, and, you almost have to, I agree, sometimes you have to call until we're, blue in the face, where we're like,
yeah.
I just need to reach somebody who's
yeah.
going to help me to get these hours, or to get the assessment, at least,
right,
for
right.
my grandfather. So sometimes I'll agree that I think that's a normal... I think that's a normal enough expectation that I'll just coach Tamika to just keep bugging his insurance
yeah.
and say, I need to reach somebody on this, but I'll definitely try Taylor again. I just left her a message. I think it was, 9:45, so I'll definitely try her again later today. But I agree. It does seem like it's still the preferred plan that Tamika and patient just want to go home. They're aware that okay, he's going to go home with his 15 hours as is because that wouldn't change within the matter
right.
of a few days. That I coached her on all of that as well too because I know it gets confusing, especially for the family, trying to navigate it all. So essentially what. What our attending wants to do, our attending doctor, and they're a very friendly team, but really we've been keeping him just for this purely
yeah.
logistical side. Like medically, he doesn't have any further needs to be in the hospital. And the other thing, too, is that since Friday, we did have our Penn Hospice team, which is their home nursing that will assist him because the patient – and Tamika, they were both in agreement to say, yes, home hospice sounds like a good plan for us. He's 92. He wants to focus on comfort. He doesn't want to worry about his medicines, A to Z and all of that. He'd rather just focus on comfort. So we do have them, since Friday, we got that all settled where it'll still be physically in terms of the visits, it'll still be about 2 to 3 times per week, which Tamika's aware, where a nurse still comes out for about an hour, and they do try to do the whole kit and caboodle as much as they can,
yeah.
when it's still a hospice patient. But yes, Tamika's aware, the ADL hours are still kind of as
yeah.
is in terms of bathing and dressing and all that. So yes, and of course she's aware too that before I kind of pause that she'll have a 24/7 like nurse phone line, that's like an additional support that the Penn Hospice team offers as well. So that way we always say like, yes, that's a huge comfort, just even at 2 a.m. or something in the middle of the night, like you can just reach out to the nurse, just get some, you know, get some help on whatever's going on. And so, yes, I think it's a really solid plan for them. So our attending doctor, he really wants to go ahead and just plan for tomorrow for discharge, which they understand if there's, like, odds and ends of things to, like, push back if needed. But, of course, our attending are also switching over, so he'd hate for the new attending to kind of have to restart this whole process after our attending finishes on service tomorrow. Yeah, so and of course, we just didn't want it to bleed into the weekend and Friday and all of that. And then Tamika did say to me yesterday, she said, she said, Sarah's been wonderful at the agency. She said she's trying to switch around the aides to, because I know he had the 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah,
and then essentially
switch it to 6 p.m. to 9 a.m., and she said that the family is going to provide informal support throughout the day. I tried to get her to do a 4 p.m. to 7 a.m., because a lot of our overnight people don't like to stay until 9 because they either have to get to their kids or they have to get to another patient or something, you know.
Sure.
So, but I am trying to accommodate the 6 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Okay.
Originally it was 7 to 10, so this is an improvement at least. And and I do have a few people that have reached out about it, so I am just going to lock everything up. And what was your name again?
Yes, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer. All right, Jennifer. And I have your number as 215-682-6288.
I'm sorry. I'm calling you from my landline, rather. What I'll do is I can just text you my phone number. Do you receive text at this phone then? Okay.
Oh, well, it's did he transfer you to me?
Yes, I'm sorry. So I have one is 267-551-7418.
Yes, that's me. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So you said I can text to the 551-7418.
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. And yes, so I would say then just in terms of, in fact, that works out perfectly. So I understand that you're saying the formal aides are planned to be tentatively 6 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Yes.
So even for tomorrow then, I mean, I'm cool to work with you guys on whatever's comfortable, because I know that we don't want Tamika to then be like, oh my goodness, she's overwhelmed, and then like there's an issue, and you know, like, you know, we'd rather it just be smooth. So if you're saying that the aides are
we
exactly
want it to be smooth,
exactly, because then like you said, then it's, I know then it, like, of course, as we say, rather, because then it's like, you know what, then we want it to be smooth for all involved, certainly. So so absolutely.
So I'm going to so let me just get everything confirmed and locked in and added to the schedule and make sure that everything's covered. And I will just shoot you a text back that all is good, okay?
Awesome. Because honestly, if you're saying 6 p.m. rather, I could easily do like a 5 p.m. transport home, because he's going to go home via the ambulance that I arrange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to just do it like that, I mean, the docs would love like an earlier discharge tomorrow, because that way it kind of makes for like the less hecticness, like the earlier in the day.
Well, I mean,
but at the same time,
I would speak to Tamika and see if maybe like somebody from the family would be there before our caregiver gets there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That sounds fine too. So I'll reach out to Tamika as well too. And I agree with you. So that way it's the idea of if Tamika can receive him earlier in the day, you know, we could just get him home like, you know, anywhere. It could probably be anywhere between like, you know, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. is sometimes what we shoot for, if it's just kind of like a midday situation. Or certainly if Tamika has any issue, then I could just do like a 5 p.m., you know, so basically what I would be arranging for is, like, I know that's a large window, but anywhere between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. for discharge I think is reasonable, because that will just make sure that he gets home at some point tomorrow. So.
Okay. That works.
Awesome.
All right.
But feel free, I'll text you so that way you can just feel free to text back and forth or whatever I can do. So.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Believe me,
I know they're a lovely family, so I appreciate your time.
Of course. All right.
Thanks.
And I will keep you posted. Have a good day.
Very good. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.